HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, this is a long lost N6CLX.
Mike, how you been?
I was sick pretty much all last week, but now I'm better.
He's been sick here lately. If they haven't been, they're getting ready to be. Seems like it anyway.
Back, you know, I'm on antibiotics for it, but now that I look back, I've been feeling pretty bad for probably a month. And it's all, as they say, it's all in my head. It was all sinus related.
Here, my sinuses started bothering me last week. Got cold and wet, and I just set them off.
I do, but it erupted into a where I was getting vertigo last week. I'd get up and turn my head, and my body would keep going.
Like that, just to feel like my head's in a drum.
That's the second time I got that stuff. I got it a few years ago, and it's not fun.
Been doing okay? Work been going all right?
Trying to catch up. Didn't get squat done last week, and the week before that I was traveling. So I'm going through my records and my emails, just like, what did I not do?
See what can happen over a week off.
Job all over again. Yeah, work's going good. I guess, it's the end of the year, so now, you know, it's got to get stuff moving out of the factory this week, or it's not moving until the middle of next month. So I'm a little sweating it a little bit.
Imagine so this time of year, because everybody's doing their inventory. I know that's what I'll be doing next week, is counting all these little sockets and parts and pieces.
I don't know what they're doing over there, but I know from last year, I didn't know this, but I learned quickly. They pretty much shut down for nothing ships for 2-3 weeks. And if it doesn't get out, it's it.
That's the way a lot of places are. They either do it the 4th of July week or the end of the month, end of the year. So it just depends on when they close their physical year out.
Going for you lately?
Can't get my hands around it to get control of it. And one week you're doing good, and next week you're wondering what happened, because you just can't get things, and people are always wanting something you can't get, or you got it and it broke. It's just been one thing after another lately.
My share of that too. Took forever to get a giant fan to some guys in Canada. Got it there. And somewhere between here and there, a truck driver put a fork of a fork truck through it.
Hey, you know, or you get it and hand it to the customer, and they take it out of the box, and it don't work, and then you got to deal with it, and you've been waiting on it for months. So, like I say, it's just been frustrating, and I'm sure everybody's dealing with the same things. Got to learn to deal with it and move on, I guess.
And then personnel problems and all of that.
The people that actually want to work?
Problem. And the other half of the problem is people that, I don't know. This lady's been working there, and she seems like she's competent enough, but the week before I left on my trip, the boss is just going freaking out because he's trying to get end-of-year reports done, and there's just way too many mistakes.
I went through and purged my back order list. I had stuff that's been on back order for, 6-8 months now. I went through the first of the month and started asking guys, hey, you still want this? Still need this? Well, you know, that kind of thing. And no. So I started cleaning all that up and got it down to where just a couple hundred bucks on back order. And I'll be dang, just 2 weeks later, it ain't up over $5,000 already.
You don't want orders.
I don't know what to do, how to fix some of it. And we've been dropping product lines left and right because the manufacturer can't fill the demand for it. And so I don't know what they're doing.
I gave you an idea how loopy I was feeling. I think I went a full week there. It was a week before I went on a trip, so it was 3 weeks ago. I went a full week. Never heard anyone on the radio, never paid attention to it. I looked down on Friday, and I was on a completely different channel.
I've done that, but not for a whole week. Maybe an hour or two. I'm like, how did that get over there? But yeah, I get it.
Global warming cool front.
Me again in the morning. They're calling for snow up around the house tomorrow.
And my wife is hell-bent to save money, so she's smiling because the gas and electric bills were coming in under last year, and I'm looking at her with a jacket and a sweater on, shivering.
Got cold feet on you, right?
Going through that change that the women go through, burning up all the time, and I'm freaking freezing my, you know what, off.
Exactly what you mean. And if there's anybody on here listening and you're getting ready to head up Highway 25, make sure you're doing the speed limit. No more speed limit.
For the station identification. Man, it's starting to sound like TV.
Be careful up here in this area tonight, or all day today, really. They've been letting people know they're here.
On that repeater ID, it was all distorted in my radio. I'm just wondering if they changed something or if my radio was acting up.
I don't know what to tell you on that one.
I think the speaker is acting up. Maybe I blew it out when I was fiddling with it in my loopy time.
I am getting ready to make the climb up the mountain, and I'll start losing the repeater. It was good to talk to you again, and hopefully you get to feeling better, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. But if I don't talk to you before Christmas, you have a Merry Christmas, and hopefully everything goes smooth for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, man. I wish you a Merry Christmas, too. Hopefully we talk more. I'll keep this thing on this correct frequency now, and hopefully we talk again before Thursday, Friday. I have Friday off. At least we talk again by Thursday. And 6CLX, I'll be monitoring.